All right, in studio, this happens about once every total eclipse
of the heart.
T-Box, an orphanage. Oh, by the way, thanks to Kevin Turner and Dave Wilson for participating today. Always a fine job.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
KTB crushing it.
T-Box and Orphanage very rarely
KT
get to see each other anymore.
No, he doesn't.
I'm sorry, KT. I can't see you, but, you know, dial it back, bro.
What the hell, Dave?
Do whatever you want, dude. Don't listen to him.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. He's like I have the room to critique Davey's, any ticker guy ever.
Davey's like us. He's weekend programming. You don't have to listen to us. He has zero impact.
God, just
zero
kidding.
Impact on life. All right.
October is wearing her cowboy panties backwards.
All right, we'll get to this.
So let's get to this. So Avid Golfer every year comes out with their Cart Girls in Review. You go to myavidgolfer.com and vote for your favorite. She might make it worth your while.
November has
nice hug.
Big Dipper on her face.
We'll get
back.
To this.
Okay, so.
In sequence.
As Dave shoots his wad.
Hey.
Before he even
gets hey.
Hey.
Sorry.
It's a family show.
Is it?
Not anymore.
So we can start on page 40.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's get through it. January through December.
How many of you at home have this month's Avid Golfer in your hand right now?
But you can
now?
Go online.
Oh,
it's
you
up
can?
Online, yes.
All right.
MyAvidGolfer.com.
Let's give them time.
MyAvidGolfer.com.
Yeah, because we have an 8-minute delay. So by the time you go online, we'll be done.
I died.
So let's, that's I'm done.
Go to bake too early. All right.
How was George DiGiani this morning? Did you guys mix?
What about eggs?
Yeah, we mixed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I was corrected. I called him George DeJean this morning.
He corrected you?
No, somebody else did.
Oh.
Sorry, George.
Did you and Mr. DiGiani talk about the penis pump on page 65 of Avid Golfer?
I thought it was something else.
No?
No, we didn't. Because we don't have those in the magazine. Come on.
Well, you should.
If
boy,
you should have like a...
I bet if they're check cleared, you would.
You should have like the Observer back page.
Yeah.
I'm thinking this was a bad idea.
Nah, it always is a bad idea.
I can't believe we're dipping into treacherous waters.
I'm like driving in today. It's like, really? We're doing this again this year.
But why you not? Know, like anytime you watch a PGA event, every commercial break, it's all...
Cialis.
Like, it's all ED commercials and it's...
True.
You have an older demo.
It's usually scotch.
Golf. Yeah, scotch.
So you get drunk and can't get it up, and then Cialis and
luxury cars.
My favorite part about the Cialis commercial is they spend. And by the way, those spots are like 3 minutes long.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And you just got this middle aged dude just eating wiener medicine like they're Skittles.
Wiener.
And then at the end of it,
eating it.
At the end of it, they're in separate bathtubs.
Yeah.
What's the point?
It's a metaphor for doing it.
Well, he's endowed. So
no, they're just holding hands. Seriously? I've had that much dong pills. I'm not just holding your hand. Your hand is inside my tub. You know what I'm saying?
It's a metaphor, Danny.
What is the metaphor, Dave? You're in advertising. What's the metaphor?
Separate bathtubs means lovemaking?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
Separate bathtubs in front of a beautiful sunset is a metaphor for backdooring it with your wife.
DP and ATM connotates lovemaking. Not separate bathtubs.
With a blue pill.
This is going well.
Yeah, so January. So that's your recap of January?
All right, if you're at myavidgolfer.com.
I think they've had plenty of time to log on.
Oh, boy.
Then you can click on Cart Girl of the Year.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you want to do this, but we...
How did we do it last time?
Well, one thing we need to call out, we need to say hi to...
We missed last time. We need to say hi to
Miss April, former ticket chick Jen Lewis. Right?
Yes. She may still be current. I think she still works.
I don't know. What?
I wouldn't know. She was at Ticket Stock in Summer Bash.
We have ticket chicks?
Well, I don't go places.
Somewhat.
I don't do things.
Well,
how do you want to handle this?
Boy, that's a really good question because I'm trying to remember how it works.
Okay, it used to be in the past you guys used to go through each one and critique, but I think now the best would be is you guys can go through each one and give us your pick.
Okay, well... One thing to note is that I guess the theme of the photo shoot was to represent your favorite team.
Local sports team.
Yeah, so you have one for Texas Tech. You have one for North Texas. You have two.
We have one for Cowboys.
For the Cowboys.
That. Yeah.
And then I think the rest are all Rangers.
And one
right?
University of Florida.
One University of Florida? Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Well, thank you.
Is she black?
There's three Cowboys. No, she's not black. She likes black guys.
Oh.
How do you know that?
Is that her profile?
No, just... Well, it says favorite pickup line. Hey, I'm black.
Careful.
Favorite pickup line. Did you notice I was black?
That's
yes,
ironic.
I did, actually.
That's ironic. That's my favorite first pickup line, too.
First thing I saw.
Says, what's the biggest fashion faux pas you've seen golfers wearing on the course? Sunscreened faces. Because, see, black guys don't have to wear sunscreen.
Oh, boy.
Man. This is the best mix we've ever had. Or worse.
The bar is low.
So. All right, are you going to do this? Start at the beginning?
No, I don't know what to do.
Okay, you just got to go in and make comments, like you do always.
No, you make comments.
I don't have any comments. Like I told Rick in the break, all these beautiful women are... Are tens in the eyes of Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus thinks they're all stone cold foxes.
Where'd you read that, by the way? Is that on a Twitter?
Ecclesiastes?
Yeah, you just line up
what
all
about
12
the ones that are Jewish.
Was that posted on at
Jesus was a Jewish carpenter?
I'm looking at the last names and I'm not seeing.
So you could line up all 12 cart girls and yes. Jesus would do them all.
I'm not saying that. He would heal them all.
Wow.
He would heal all of them.
He would
equally
heal their hymens or what?
This might be our last show ever.
Forgive all of their filthy sins.
I'm not on next week, so you'll have to deal with the aftermath.
He would make
all right, Texas Tech girl, January.
Make them born again virgins.
Caitlin.
Yes.
Pretty blonde, thin, in shape. Got no issue with her.
Perhaps extensions?
No, that's probably
real. How do
you
figure out extensions, Dave?
I don't know.
How would you even know that?
Girls know. Girls can tell because
that's
guess
what I was
if
asking.
There's
how
a
did you know
I because it's long.
Oh,
she can't grow out her hair.
I don't know.
That's normal. That's real hair.
You think?
Can tell. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. I think so.
This is what women have to deal with. When
I'd like to get her guns up. excuse me.
Put her guns behind her head.
Mm-hmm. Or under her arms. All right. Then we have what's that? Jamie Fannin.
Jamie.
This could give out first.
Sporting the Cowboys V-neck, extra low cut. Lovely. Big fan, Jamie.
Fantasy person to date is Justin Bieber, so she's a pedophile.
Yeah, right?
Where do you see that?
No such thing.
They have little profiles.
On the internet.
Online, okay. Yeah.
You get more information on the internet.
Facebook?
Always.
She is rocking a hell of a rack there, Dave.
Yeah, her shirt says Cowboy.
All right, let's see. March.
They call those girls, by the way.
March.
March is loyal to North Texas.
She is, and it's she's wearing green in the month of March, so maybe she's Irish. She loves St. Patrick's Day. The inset picture is
special.
Yeah, it's special.
Bottom.
Yeah.
She's got a nice bottom.
Very, very nice.
And she said, due to her celebrity status...
She said doo-doo?
She was recognized at a batting cage one time. That shows you what being a cart girl...
Really?
Yeah. Boy.
What that does for you.
You guys are making dreams come true.
And then, of course, the great Jen Lewis, ticket chick Jen Lewis. She's lovely as always. I would like to put it on her.
What?
Mark.
What?
Nothing.
In her inset photo, is that your stain right there on her dress?
All right, we move on to May. Here's Tara wearing a nice Rangers beach towel.
I like her.
What is wrong with that?
A Rangers beach towel?
I mean, it's just like this one-piece wrappy thing.
Well, it's better than Dan McDowell's beach towel.
She's adorable.
She
nothing
wouldn't, be,
wrong
she
with
wouldn't
her.
Be able to wrap that around her. It'd be like a piece of plywood.
She's really pretty. Big fan of the Tara.
Dan McDowell plywood towel.
Mm-hmm.
Get it all today right, online.
On. June.
She's wearing a Rangers sports bra.
Let's it go ahead and like, move on to July.
It looks like a homemade one. Why are you moving on?
I don't know.
Wow.
You don't like her little short Carl mouth?
I can't.
Carl mouth? She doesn't have. No. That's...
She's very tan.
Yeah.
And I like white girls.
Okay. Well, then you'll like July.
Yes. Look at the beautiful Sarah Allen.
She's wearing extensions.
Those might be extensions.
Yeah, because you can tell that the hair that is below her shoulders is a different color than the hair on her head.
Yes.
Which one? Where are you talking?
But she's got some nice white jean short cutoffs.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm having some lurid thoughts about Sarah.
I don't think guys should ever mention extensions.
Okay, sorry.
Then we go to August. There's beautiful Brooke wearing a nice, super, super deep V-neck.
It's like a super wide V-neck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's like almost over the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good. Boulder holder.
Mm-hmm.
Boulder holder.
What? And then September is like the homemade V-neck.
This is on purpose. I had a T-shirt, but I have big boobs, so let me go ahead and cut this down here so you can see them.
And then cut it for you.
And then I lubed my cleave with self-tanner.
Hey, she's in a band, ain't he?
She's in a band.
Yeah, is that Overdrive.
I'm in a band called Overdrive as the lead female singer. We play a lot all over the Metroplex. I have not been this happy singing in a long time. Everyone in the group is so very talented.
I bet they're really
Overdrive.
Good.
Overdrive.
Yeah. You can see them at Jay Gilligan's on a Wednesday. All right, October.
They're available for weddings and bar mitzvahs.
October, Dave. Your thoughts.
That's the one who's wearing her cowboy panties backwards.
She's wearing Cowboys cheerleader panties.
That does look a little interesting.
Right?
I'm not sure they're backwards, though. They might have stars all going all the way around.
No, I'm just talking how it's fitting.
Yeah, it's strange.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's weird.
Just noticed that.
Yeah, she's giving a shout-out to all the camels.
It's a good place to fix it. No, she didn't.
No? All right, November.
We take big care of that, by the way.
November is the one that has the Big Dipper going up her neck.
Big Dipper?
I like November.
Where?
So does Kevin Turner.
Constellation.
Yeah, I'm into November. And her. Ooh,
she's got moles. Love that.
Connect the dots?
Yes.
Wow. With what?
I don't like those wedge shoes, though. Look, if you're going to wear a big, tall shoe, don't wear a stupid cork wedge. Those are the worst shoes ever.
Yeah, that's...
Are they uncomfortable, Danny?
That's Filipino trash.
It just looks terrible. Yeah, it looks like something Vietnam would wear in like 1968.
All right, that's two thumbs up right there.
She's beautiful.
I'm trying to guess what Melissa is.
Not ever going out with you.
I was going to say not available.
Yeah. Well, she's dangerous anyway because her guilty pleasures, I've already planned my wedding.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Change my vote.
She's dangerous.
All right, then in December.
Oh,
and
she stalks her best friend's wedding on Pinterest.
Yeah, what is Pinterest?
What's that? That's a whole nother mix.
It's chick Facebook.
Oh.
All right. Well,
Facebook's are not already chick.
Well, yeah. So whereas Facebook has lots of words, Pinterest is just all pictures.
It's a picture book.
Like the pen thing. You know how girls like in their office in their cubicle they have like the cork board.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have all their pictures of their friends and their dog and you know this is my vacation in Napa Valley and this is my girlfriend's wedding in Playa.
Yeah, this is an armoire that I saw at an antique store.
This is a beautiful Christmas tree at a mall. If I ever have kids, I'm going to have my Christmas tree in my house look just like that.
Okay, so why is your face going special needs on us?
Boy, you do have Riri mouth when you do that voice.
So that's what Pinterest is. It's just pictures.
With special needs.
No, it's not special. Well, I guess you could have like a Pinterest board of special needs kids that you think are cute.
Yeah.
I think women's ideas, if it's not in a
picture,
it didn't
happen. This is
not
the special Olympics fundraiser.
Pictures validate everything for women.
All right, December, Emily. Hey now. Yeah. She's got a Miles Erston. She's got a Miles Erston jersey.
My favorite player is Miles Erston.
And she's cute, too. You know, they're all great. I'm going to give them all number one marks.
Her inset photo is the other dumper photo, along with March.
She's got nice haunches.
Dumper.
So who are you voting for?
Yeah.
Number one? Let's see.
Okay, let's do 3-2-1, okay?
I don't know, man. I've got to go. I think this is an easy selection for me.
Just do a... Okay, I'm going to do... I'm going to do bronze medal April, our friend Jen Lewis.
She gets the bronze?
She gets the bronze.
Okay.
Silver is July.
Hold on.
Sarah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And gold, I'm going to go with May.
Tara.
Yep. May gets my top billing, my number one. Because I like the brunette. I like the smoldering, mysterious brunette.
She's the one wearing the Dan McDowell beach towel.
Yes. She was able to break all the crust off and get it around her lovely body.
Bad visual.
Yeah, she's cute, man.
So are we in agreement that she should be Cart Girl of the Year? Or is this by online vote?
Yes.
Yes.
When are these...
tabulated?
Yes.
End of January?
End of January. Well, mid-January.
So go to myavidgolfer.com and cast your vote. Are you guys, Dave and KT, are you in agreement?
Y'all like Miss May?
I like May, and I like November and December, too. I'm like Danny, like the dark hair.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Dave, Wilson?
Yeah, I was definitely May.
Okay. See, I think we have a pretty good consensus.
She has a nice, innocent smile.
Yeah, she does.
You'll take that offer.
Or cover it up. My hand.
Be quiet.
Actually, I'd like to change my vote to Jacob Barnes.
What page is he on?
24.
Where is he?
Bartender.
Oh, hey now, Jacob. Nice recently baller? Trimmed beard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not really a 90-degree angle. It's kind of a...
He kind of looks like Joey Fat One from...
Fat One?
What's that band?
Joey Fatone.
Yeah, Fatone.
Was it NSYNC?
I don't know.
Was he in NSYNC or Backstreet?
Oh. Yes.
One of them.
Joey Fatone.
I'll make you a drink.
I'll make you a... What is it? A gin palma.
What is this interesting drink?
Why is Davey sounding
like... A Hennessy. Ginger palma.
Why are you guys sounding like Jip Rossetti?
I don't know. R.I.P.
Yeah.
I know.
R.I.P.
Who?
It was worth it. You don't watch Boardwalk Empire.
That was the greatest
character ever.
That was a sad death, too.
Yeah.
It was an indignant death for such a badass character.
He wasn't a badass.
Stab while taking a leak.
On the beach.
By the guy
who was his lieutenant.
Brothers or cousins with the dude whose head he cut off when he was in the sand.
That might have been the worst death on that show.
Just completely defenseless.
Yes.
Nothing you can do.
So you want to drown to death because you're buried. Okay, here's my question. So I grew up by the beach. I never... Sorry about
Boy,
this.
Boy, we're so late.
Hey, oh, Jesus.
We'll take it. Okay, so real quick. So if you were buried lengthwise, vertical-wise, into the sand, up to your shoulders, you couldn't get out of that?
No. Sand is heavy.
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
Hell, they can't get out of it when it's snow.
Yeah, that's true.
If it's packed in, you're not getting out.
So the question was, so he was buried up to here as the tide was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
So would you rather die by the worst drowning ever? Or
have your head cut off by a shovel?
No, what? Did he cut it off or
he just bashed it in?
Yeah. I can't remember if it was actually severed.
Then he tipped it over for good measure and then played soccer with it.
Yep. Played hacky skull. Yeah. I think I'd rather drown. I think I would just let the water come in and I'm breathing
awesome
it in.
Show.
And get
you don't
it
want
over
your
with.
You don't want your head bicycle kicked into the ocean.
It is
no,
such
I don't
a
want to get,
feel good script that show is.
It's so good.
All right,
we're gonna spend the bulk of the day.
Now go to bed.
Oh God.
Now go to bed.